My name is Bradley Maxwell, and I am 31 years old. Today is June 23rd, 2020, and I'm speaking with Joseph Terrell, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Hugo, Oklahoma. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
Would say probably my grandparents.
What would you say is the kindest thing that they've done for you?
They were just always there for me. They went to all my basketball games. They included me in all of their family activities, and we still talk every now and then from time to time, just to check up on us. And I was really kind of their favorite grandson, so.
Oh, well, okay, man. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
I would say my happiest memory would be when I was in high school, and I was selected to sing at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I got to sing on stage in front of this huge audience and on national television, and it was just a really cool experience. And
were you happier to... Is the happy memory being selected or actually performing?
Performing. Okay. Definitely.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Coming out to my parents was definitely...
What part of that made it difficult? Coming out to them or anything in particular?
The way it happened, I guess. Okay. Wasn't so much my decision.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
I would say my father has had the biggest influence on my life, and he's just taught me to be kind and respectful, and that nobody else is better than anybody else, and you shouldn't live life that way. You should live life to serve others, and that's where true happiness comes from.
Those are some good lessons. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel most grateful for now for my family that I've created, and my boyfriend in this house that we've recently purchased, and our little animal children, and the life that I have now.
It's very sweet, babe. What is your favorite memory of me? I'm sure there's many.
There is plenty, but most of them are embarrassing for you.
Oh.
The story that I still tell people to this day, because it makes me laugh every time, is the time that you talked in your sleep to the guy sitting at the foot of the bed trying to sell you Christmas trees.
Oh my gosh. Joseph Ryan.
It was funny. It was super funny.
What are you proudest of in your life?
I am proudest that despite being disowned and abandoned by my family after them finding out that I was gay, that it was a struggle for a while, but I have endured and come out on top. that struggle made me who I am today.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be? What would be the one memory that you would like to keep with you forever?
The one memory? I would say it would still be the singing at the National Convention.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as somebody who was a good person, somebody who was kind to others and helped others even when I didn't have to. Dependable, loving.
Is that what you think a good person is? All those characteristics?
I think a good person is can be more than those things. But I think those are what I strive to be the most. So that's what I consider myself to be a good person as.
Okay. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
That it's not you, it's me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. That I love you and that I hope that... you would still want me to be happy after you were gone.
Why am I the one that passed?
You said it was our last relation, our last talk.
Why am I the one that...
Well, you're older than me.
By like a week. For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I would want them to... remember that your small town that you live in is not how the rest of the world is. Your little bubble is about to be burst, and when it is burst, you need to be true to yourself, whether your family agrees or disagrees with you. Because trying to pretend that you are somebody that you're not is not way to live.
It's pretty inspired. Can you tell me a story about any lessons you learned from your parents?
When I was little, I learned about stealing, I guess, the hard way.
Oh my.
I stole a pack of gum from the register and lied about it. And then my mother took me back into the store and made me give it back and made me apologize to the cashier that I stole it. And it was embarrassing. And I cried and got in trouble. And that's how I learned not to steal.
Okay. Well, lessons learned, I suppose. How did you first begin to realize your sexual or gender identity?
I would say probably around 12 or 13 when I was going through puberty. I just felt different. Like all the boys were talking about all their girlfriends and stuff, and I had a girlfriend, but something just didn't feel right. I was more intrigued and attracted to the other boys than I was to my own girlfriend.
Interesting. Tell me about the first time you came out and who did you tell and why?
Well, when I... my parents... I went to the same university that was my dad's alma mater. And he had friends there, and they're his friends, and he are really big in the church. And I had made friends and was hanging out with some people that they didn't approve of. And it got back to my father that I was gay, and they called me in the middle of the night from college, told me to come home, confronted me about it, and mother cried, dad tried to reason his way out of it, and the next morning they told me that I wasn't welcome there anymore.
What is your relationship like with your parents now?
Strained, I guess. I talk to my mother every morning, but it's not a like a conversation that you have with your parents. It's just civil, surface type conversation. It's not a deep anything.
I understand. Well, sir, thank you for taking time out of your day to let me interview you. And I really enjoyed our time together. Hope you did as well.
Sure.
Ta-da.